This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with news and commentary for Thursday, April 30th, 2020. Jefferson County is holding steady. As of this morning, the Department of Health currently reports 28 confirmed COVID-19 cases in our county, a number that has not changed in 3 weeks. Of the 816 tested to date, 787 or 97% tested negative, while 3% tested positive for the presence of the virus. One person is now awaiting test results. These numbers reflect the shortages in availability of COVID-19 screening and represent less than 1% of our total population. The Jefferson County Farmers Market in Uptown Port Townsend's season opener last Saturday was a qualified success, according to Market Director Amanda Mill Holland, who said the new structure could change the way the market operates when the emergency ends. 14 vendors participated in the physical market last week, where social distancing was practiced and enforced. Another 17 participated in the online market, where orders submitted by 1 p.m. on any given Thursday are available for pickup at the Port Townsend Community Center on Saturday. If you want to get that done, you have less than an hour to log on to their website and place your order for this week. It is this service that Mill Holland expects could define the market's future direction, with a scheduled online order pickup possibly replacing one of the smaller markets. Mill Holland said the market will continue to fine-tune the social distancing practices at the Saturday markets, balancing service and community needs with safety. To manage the process, 12 to 15 volunteers are on hand to point people in the right direction. This Saturday's market has the dubious distinction as the first to operate without Aldrich's Market across the street. Aldrich's, which closes today, had a symbiotic relationship with the market, according to Mill Holland, as both benefited from increased sales on busy days. Mill Holland said that Aldrich's closing is akin to a missing tooth in a smile. As a result, Uptown itself will become less lively and enticing. The COVID-19 emergency was the tipping point for Aldrich's, which has been struggling financially for years. Jefferson County Sheriff Joe Knoll will enforce the governor's stay-at-home order, unlike a few of his colleagues who have announced they will not disperse crowds. Knoll told KPTC that his office will use discretion and persuasion to gain compliance and will not arrest anyone unless they can't be persuaded to comply. The department will weigh all of the priorities when considering whether to dispatch deputies to address a complaint. Deputies will avoid arresting anyone for noncompliance, as it will put deputies and staff at the jail at risk. If persuasion doesn't work, the sheriff's department could involve the prosecuting attorney in the process. Knoll forwarded us a statement from the Washington State Sheriff's Association that best explains the department's position, which is resolved to help reopen the economy while protecting public health. From the statement, citizens expect us to do what we have been empowered to do, not more, not less, but with compassion and discretion. Governor Jay Inslee announced a plan to restart construction projects, authorizing activity needed to fulfill obligations under contract or with an approved permit prior to March 23rd. 550 permits in Jefferson County fit the governor's criteria, according to the Department of Community Development. This includes single-family homes, commercial construction, garages, mobile homes, additions, and repairs. Inspections have begun this week, and local contractors have already instituted job site safety requirements, this including social distancing, hand washing, hand sanitizing stations, personal protective equipment, temperature checks, and sign-in sheets, according to the Jefferson County Government Facebook page. Over at the city, Port Townsend development staff is now issuing permits and providing limited inspections. KPTZ 91.9 brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can connect with us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.